Blog Talk Radio. You are all that I need. I will never be alone. You are the joy that floods my soul. You are the sun that makes me whole. There is no place I'd rather be than close to you.
Father, save. mercy. God's been good to you. Come on, clap your hands. God's been good to you. Come on, clap your hands. Will it make a way where there's no way? Has he opened doors for you? Come on, clap your hands. Now, come on, I want you to say it.
Praise God, praise God. There's just no God. There's no God like Jehovah, our God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Nobody like Jehovah. Nobody can make you like Jehovah King, because he makes you perfect. Hallelujah. That's the only one can do it. Out of all that you go through in life, all of the, everything that comes against you, every time you fail, it's him. It's him that makes you over and over and over, and he just keep on making you over and over again. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's just no God like Jehovah. Hallelujah. He feeds us with good things. That's another thing. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He washes away our sins. Praise God. No God, can you describe him tonight? I don't think so. There's just no God like Jehovah God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I only hope that song touched your heart, because it did mine. There's just, when I think about all the goodness of God and all that he does for us, I can just shout it. Hallelujah. There's no God like Jehovah. Praise God. I want to welcome all of you tonight. Praise God. Welcome, 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 welcome for being on tonight with us. Praise God, to praise the Lord, to give him glory and honor and praise, because it all belongs to Jehovah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is our counselor. He's our peace. He's everything. He brings peace in our hearts when there's turmoil. God, hallelujah. Because the Satan comes to bring turmoil in our hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, and disturbance and all kind of things. Oh, but God said, I'll bring peace. Hallelujah. That peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us go to prayer. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, there's no one like you, Lord God. We come, God, asking you, oh God, to forgive us of our sins, wash us and cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Oh God, thank you, Father God. We thank you for that, God. And Lord God, we just lift up everyone tonight, God. If they are going through something tonight, God, we pray, oh God, that we may say a word or speak a word or prayer, God. God, that it will help them on their journey, oh God. Father God, we pray for every mother, oh God. Father God, that may have a son or a daughter behind prison walls, oh God. We pray for her comfort, oh God, in these trying times, since they haven't been able to visit, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for, oh Father God, for every mother's heart, Father God, Lord God, is being comforted, oh God. We pray for every child, God. They'll line up according to your word, oh God. Father God, it will be their desire, oh God, to serve you. We pray for every child, son or daughter, oh God, Father God, oh God, that, oh Father God, need a touch from you, where they need to turn from their wicked ways, God, and serve you with their whole heart, God. Father God, we pray for our children to scatter. We pray that they be kept from drugs, oh God, and all kinds of drugs, oh God. Father God, any kind of sin, God, we pray that they are willing right now, God, to turn from their sins and obey you, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for our children, God, that they will be obedient, oh God, and oh God, so that they can eat the good of the land, oh God. Father God, oh God, show them the way, oh God. We pray, God, that they be drawn by your spirit, God, because you are there, God, with open arms, oh God, waiting for them to come in, God, so God, that you can feed them with manna from on high, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have loved them with an everlasting love, and you won't give up on them, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, with thanksgiving and honor to your name, God. Oh, thank you, Jehovah God. Thank you, Jehovah God. You are God above all, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
While you are listening to God's Favors Ministry, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. Maybe some type of sickness. God's Favors is reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So Jesus is here tonight, yes. And he's willing to give you rest. Praise God. He don't want you to be sick. He don't want you to be depressed. He wants you to find that peace and happiness in him that only he can give. Praise God. Man can't give it to you. We can pray for you that God will do it, but we can't do it. Praise God. See, God don't want us to get the glory. He wants all the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. All the glory belongs to him. When Satan wanted to all the glory, he throwed him out. So that's a good lesson for us. Don't try to take the glory to yourself. Don't want all the accolades to yourself. Give it all to Jesus. Let it go to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't say what you did or what I did. It's all what the Lord has done for us. Mighty things, great things, awesome things. He's an awesome God. Praise God. At this time, I want to know if there's anybody, praise God, have a prayer request tonight. Do press 1 on your phone, praise God. If there is anyone that have a prayer request, press 1 so that we can pray for you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Mother Stokes, I'm our prayer warrior. Can you be our prayer warrior tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Mother
ma'am.
Stokes, can you hear me?
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Can
I
you
do
hear me?
You. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. I do hear you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise God. God bless you. All right.
God bless you, too.
Oh, all right. We have 2 hands up already for prayer. And if there's anybody else, press 1 as we are calling out these prayer requests. All right. Minister Gwen, go ahead. Minister Gwen Vernado, let's see. Go ahead.
Oh, good evening. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was on mute. Good evening to everyone.
Yes.
I'm calling to ask for continued prayers for my family and especially my mother. For total healing and for the family to have wisdom in terms of her care at this time, for the Lord to give us guidance and give us wisdom. And I need favor from the Lord as it relates to my insurance company. And also with the situation involving my truck. I need favor in those areas, favor and finances. Thank you so much.
All right. Minister Zadie, go ahead.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Good evening. I want continued prayer for my husband and myself and my family. I have a lot of family members that's going through bereavements and suffering from car accidents and things that happened over the weekend. And also, we just are praying for continued restoration and healing, and for the children. These children with these attitudes, you know, they are so terrible. I'm asking God how to pray for these children, and I'm witnessing with my own individual grandchildren from being here from out of town and what have you. And I'm noticing some very unusual things that's bothering me, but I know nothing is too hard for God. Amen.
Amen. All right. Go ahead, Minister Kathy. Go ahead.
Good evening. Asking for prayer for people with mental health issues. Those that are suffering from mental health issues. Please, we need to lift them up before the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else before we go on? All right, it's in your hand, Mother Stokes.
Amen. Amen. Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your coast with praises tonight. Father, we just come on this God's favorite line, Lord God, interceding for others, Father. You told us that we should pray for one another, Lord. And so right now, Lord God, I'm lifting up Mr. Gwen Bernardo, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm lifting up her mother, Mother Scott, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for healing her, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, able the family to have wisdom and knowledge of how to handle her in order to get her health taken care of, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, enable her to listen at her children, oh God, her son Cedric, Lord, and Sister Gwen, and all the rest of them, Father, Sabrina, Lord God. We just lift her up, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, in the name, take control of her, Lord God. Let her listen at them, Father, so she can take her medication, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift her up. Mother Scott has served you for many years, oh God. And Father, right now she needs help. Help with her health, oh God. Let the children help her, Father. For she is not just thinking like us think. She thinks she is well, but she's not, Lord. And you know, God, you spoke one word, and you heal all diseases, all men, all. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you intercede into that family. I lift up Sister Gwen and Tom family, Father. I lift up her brother, Sacred, the one who go there every day, Lord, to take care of her, Father. Abraham, Lord God, to listen at her. I listen now, Lord, now I ask you to please give Sister Gwen favor with her truck, Lord. Give her favor. You know what the situation is, Father. And I know that you know how to give her the revelation of what to do, how to do it, and to give her favor, Lord God, for her truck, Father. And I continue, Lord God, to lift her health up, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that she's healed. In Jesus' name, God, you spoke one word and you healed all diseases. All me, oh, Lord, I thank you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, and Sister Gwen, Lord, you know all the things that she's believing, all the things that everyone is believing you for, Lord, on this line. So, Lord, I thank you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for her. Now, Lord, I look at Sister Reagan, and she said the attitude of these children, Lord. Lord, this is a brand new day, God. These children, Father, we need you. We need your help, oh God. You said if we call on you, that you will help us. We can call on you in any situation, Father. Now, Lord, we ask that you to speak a word, Lord. Give those children a revelation to listen at their grandmother, Lord God, and all the children, Father, not just her children, Father, those who have flipped mouth, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, those who talk back to their parents, just won't listen, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to take control. Lord, you're concerned about what we are concerned about, and you said that you will answer our prayers. We know that you're prayer answering God, and Father, we thank you right now, and Lord, we lift the sister's baby, all her family, going through grief, sickness, and accidents, Lord God, incidents, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I lift them up, Father, to you, God. Oh, God, I just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for our Sister Xavier, God, Sister Xavier, continue to press in. You know, Lord God, what she needs. She needs a healing herself, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I thank you, God, that she's healed. We all on this line touch and agree with Sister Xavier that she is healed in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, I lift up Sister Catherine, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, pray for the people who have mental health challenges, oh God. Lord, I thank you that you intercede in their mind, oh God, their heart and their soul, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that they are not going to listen at us, Lord. They're not going to listen at their family members, Father. But, Lord, they can listen at you. God, you can rain down right now. Lord, your word, send your word with power, Father, in the name of Jesus, and they start to move, oh God. Father, we thank you right now that all those people who have mental health, depression, oppression, Father, in the name of Jesus, going through the pandemic, going through so many things, and not just the pandemic. Many of us going through before even the pandemic came, Father.
Lord, we ask you, husband and wives, marriage, Lord, marriage couples, oh God, draw them closer to each other, Father, in the name of Jesus, and all families on this line, Lord God. We ask you to give them a close relationship with us and lift them like Jonathan and David was, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You. Thank you so
much.
Amen. Praise God. And we believe in Jesus' name that it is so, and that no weapon amen. Formed against you all shall prosper. Praise God. Well, we're going to ask for a song right now from Minister Zadie Alford, and then I'll be back with the message for the afternoon. Go forth, Minister Zadie.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. This little song just been ringing in my spirit all yesterday and today, so I'm just going to try to sing it. I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Here I got a mind. Live for Jesus all of my days. Ooh, God has been so good to me. Yes, he died. Oh, Calvary, yes, I got a man, live for Jesus all of my days. Yes, I got a man, live for Jesus all of my days. I got a man, live for Jesus all of my days. Sometimes I am right, sometimes I'm wrong. Oh, if I keep in, keep on trusting Jesus, he'll make me strong. Yes, I got a mind, yeah, beautiful Jesus, all of my days. Somebody here want to live for Jesus. Somebody here want to live for Jesus. Ooh, God has been so, so good to us. He said his son died on Calvary's cross. Oh, somebody here want to live for Jesus all of the day. You can't stop me. Might as well join me. Yeah, you can't stop me. Might as well join me. Ooh, God has been so good to me. Yes, one day he died. He died out on Calvary. Then I got a mind. Oh, I got a mind. Live for Jesus all of my days.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Determination. Because the enemy, praise God, is going to try to get in there and stop you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that song coming up, praise God, because it's all in accordance. As I just said, the enemy going to try to come in, and I listened to all of you all's prayer request as you were coming in is really in agreement with the message, praise God. I heard somebody say, pray for my children. I heard grandchildren. I heard somebody say, pray for my children. I heard somebody say, pray for my car. You know, throughout the world which we live, there is a breakdown. It's something going down. It's a breakdown. If you had a breakdown with your vehicle, as you said, or you're stuck at a point in a breakdown in your life, your car, your truck, your motorcycle, even your feet, you're down in your feet. You know, some people just down in many ways. There's a breakdown. Praise God. And when you are at a point when a breakdown, you cannot advance as you would like. You cannot move forward as you would like. The only thing that will get you moving forward in your vehicle is to repair it. The only thing don't get you moving forward in your life, you got to take the word of God and use it against the enemy. Praise God. We live in a world right now that's broken, a broken world. It's not just only you. It's not just only you. Praise God, that's going through. We all is going to go through in some kind of way. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all, the Bible says, that we all going to have trial and tribulation. In this life is where it is. Not in the life to come, because in the life to come, it's going to be perfect. But while we was here, and I was studying earlier on another subject where about the family, there's a breakdown in the family as well. And it's not supposed to be. But because of sin, there's a breakdown in the family. Praise God. The only thing that will get us moving that will get you moving forward in your vehicle or whatever you're going through is prayer. Curse that sin that's trying to break through. Satan is one who controls people by deceiving them, make them do wrong choices. Sometimes we want to just take the matter into our own hands, and that cannot be. Praise. Those choices produce breakdown that requires, then you got to break through it. You got to break through the barrier that's been set up. Praise God. We allow barriers to come in our life when we are going through a breakdown. And that some of those barriers, one of them could be fear. That we don't let anybody come near us, that we don't trust anybody anymore. We don't even want to go to church anymore. There's so many barriers comes up in our lives, praise God. Isaiah 58 and 12 said, those from among you shall build up the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called a repairer of the breach, a restorer of the streets to dwell in. And that's what we are for. We are, as Christians, are known to go about. What are we doing tonight when we bring this message, when we sing a song, when we pray? It's building up someone in their most holy faith to stand strong. Praise God. Stand up and be strong in the power of his might. Praise God. John 10:10 said the thief comes not, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Thy behalf come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. If Jesus said you're going to have life more abundantly, don't look at the things Satan is trying to do. Just pray about it and give it to God. Hallelujah. I love that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me that. Praise God. Give you the glory, Lord God. Don't look at the situation so hard. Just pray about it and give it to God and say, Lord God, that thing is in your hands, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus declared that spiritually sick and they need a spiritual doctor. Hallelujah. At one time or another in our life, we're going to need that spiritual doctor, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To come in and set some things straight in our lives. Praise God. Mark 2:17, when Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician. But those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Praise God. We got to repent of our sin daily. Praise God. Hallelujah. Saying, Lord, forgive us, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, Lord God. You are God over my life. And I do repent, Lord God, of my sins, Lord. Praise God. The sin, the definition is lawlessness, or the transgressions of God's will. To transgress means to revolt or to rebel. It means to means a deliberate breach of law. And I tell people all the time, the world has so much rebellion in it, right? The spirit of rebellion is so much in the world right now. And they don't hear me, but it's in the word of God. The spirit of rebellion, when you're rebelling against authority, when you are rebelling against those that have rule over you, you just don't want to hear nobody. You want to do it your way. But no. That is a spiritual authority that God has for his people. Praise God. So don't be a rebellious one. Repent if you have rebelled. Praise God. To revolt and rebellion causes people to be filled with their own ways, and they become prideful. My God. Hallelujah. See what rebellion does? Rebellion calls you to be set in your own ways, self-centered. Can't let nobody tell you nothing. And I hear it all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are a rebellious generation, the word says. This is all, the Bible says, all perverse and rebellious generation. If God said it, I know I can say it. Praise God. He said it. And then he said, if my people, praise God, these are his people that's rebelling. Hallelujah. Thing is so real. Praise God. Ezekiel 16:49 said, look, this was iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Didn't want to do nothing for nobody because she was caught up in herself. Praise God. When people make sin choices, they open the door of their lives to the thief, and the thief steals, and he kills and destroys. Somewhere, the door has been opened, and you are asking, what happened? What is going on? I cannot do anything about this. Nothing, even though I pray, nothing has happened. John 5:19 say, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under a sway of wickedness. One, Satan. We'll try to turn you away from the things of God. That's number one. It's his desire to turn you away from the things of God. Satan will try to hinder you from going forth in the things of God, what God wants you to do. God has called you for a purpose and a reason, and you're going to allow Satan hinder you. Satan will try to stop you and say that you're not worth it, it's not working. Any way that he can, he's going to come in there and try to hinder or stop you. Satan will try to harm or cause pain or hurt. I'm telling you the ways that Satan is trying to hinder you, to build you up in your most holy faith and say, I'm going to stand, Satan, no matter what comes. I'm going to stand. I'm not giving in and I'm not giving up. You got to stand up to him and be strong in the power of his might. Praise God. Satan will cause oppression and depression. It's not God that caused you to be depressed. It's not God that caused people to have mental disabilities. It's a attack of Satan. Praise God. Satan will make you think no one cares, that you are all alone. That's why God told us you're never alone. You are never alone. I want to stress that tonight. You're never alone. He's always there. Praise God. Satan will cause you to shed grinding tears and you don't know why. Be sorrowful. This is Satan's aims against us, the Christian, today. Everyone that called upon the name of Jesus, Satan wants to attack you in one way or the other. Satan wants you to be bitter and angry. He don't want you to forgive your enemy. He doesn't want you to forgive even your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, whoever it is to be. Sometimes it's the close, what I'm trying to say. It can be the closest person to you. But Satan does not want you to love them. It could be your boss. You can be, you just hate to see him coming. It's that little thing that you have to, it's all about you, that you have to be mindful of, that you would let nothing separate you from the love of God. Satan wants you to think about taking your life, suicide. Oh, does he do it? Yes. We know what Satan does. These were just a few of the things I laid out to you that he wants to do to you or to your family member or somebody you know. It's his aim to do these things. Jesus Christ has come, praise God, and he gives us life. Praise God, that Zoe life, that life, that's that life that we can live with him and reign with him. Praise God. And I know when the Satan put all these darts in front of you, it doesn't seem as though that you're going to live this Zoe life. He wants you to be blinded. He wants you to be deaf. He does not want you to hear the word of God. He does not want you to think that the prayers that the saints pray for you is going to help you. Oh, no, 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 no. He wants to blind you in every way, praise God. He said, he wants you to think, they done prayed and we done prayed and we done prayed and it seemed like nothing is happening. Nobody is not hearing these people's prayers. God hears your prayers. He said it. If he said, I'm going to believe everything that God says, praise God. The word of life means life as God has it, and life that is imparted supernatural through Jesus Christ. That's how we know. That life that has been imparted, if Jesus said he'll give you life and life more abundantly, then we don't have to worry about it. That's God's working. Praise God. It means to have a spirit life principle which enables us to connect to the way life God himself is. We want to be more like Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to seek Jesus and all that he want us to be. This life works within us to produce character of God, as I just said, which is holiness, righteousness, and truth. Praise God. That's what we want in us, the righteousness of God, the truth of God, speaking the truth so that others will know and see and hear this God that we are talking about. The concept of breakthrough is to restore us from breakdown in order that we can move forward in God. Wherever the breakdown is, God will help us to move forward in him. Deuteronomy, praise God, 1:6-8 says, and the Lord our God spoke to us in Ur, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. I say it's long enough. Come on. It's long enough now. You must come out of that thing. Hallelujah. Praise. Somebody better get excited. You have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Turn and take your journey. Turn and take your journey. I love it. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites and to all the neighboring places in the plain and in the mountains and in the lowlands, in the south and in the seacoast and to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and give them their descendants thereof. Turn. Turn from the way of sin. Turn from the way of Satan trying to appoint you and look toward the heaven. Hi, glory, hallelujah. Look toward the heaven unto which the Lord has pointed you. He said, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Look to me. Look unto the heavens. Just lift up your eyes. I remember he told Abraham, and Abraham looked up unto the heavens. I remember Hezekiah did it. He looked unto God. He turned his face from all the negativeness. And he looked to his God. I remember Job. Hallelujah. No matter what he went through. Glory. Hallelujah. God restores. Yes. God restores. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what is the breakthrough in my life, in your life? Look at it and give it to Jesus. What is keeping me from moving forward? Is it my child? Is it me? Is it my pastor? Is it my friend? Is it my sisters, my brothers? Whatever is hindering me, I must look to Jesus, and I must pray for them. But God is the ultimate one who's going to rule, remove, and repair the old waste places. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 John 3:8 say, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, praise God, it's all about him. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. And when we get to that point, praise God, hallelujah. Well, I can tell you some things that I'm facing, and I can tell you some breakdowns, but hey, don't none of those things move me. I have given them all to the Lord and say, Lord, these things are in your hand, Lord. I cannot do anything about it, but I can call upon the name of Jesus because in Jesus' name there is power, praise God, power to do, power to turn, power. He's the most powerful man on this earth and in heaven. There's nothing above him and nothing below him. Praise God. Don't stay in the same old rope. Turn. go the other way. Hallelujah. Praise. I love it when the word said that. Praise God. They turned. He told them to go the other way. There are hinders in the way you're traveling. The way that you're traveling, there are hindrances. Praise God. Believe me, God has better things for you. He said, I know the plan that I have for you. That is to bless you. God said, I know the plan. I know the plan that I have for you. It ain't what's in what you thinking it is. You thinking those things that you're going through, oh, those are the plans God had. No, that's what Satan has planned for you, not what God has planned for you. God has better things. He only gives us good things. Praise God. That's what my Father does. And I think upon that daily. He gives me good things. I look for the good things. That love, joy, peace, and happiness, and long-suffering, and gentleness. Praise God. All that's good and perfect comes from above. Praise God. Hallelujah. All that's good and perfect comes from above. Hallelujah. They ain't no God. They just ain't no God. Hallelujah. Like our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, you and God gave his children, God gives his children good things. If the door has been closed in your life, pray that God will open it, because that's what we can pray. Lord, open any door that's been closed. Close any door that shouldn't be open. He will cause a fresh wind. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is fresh every day. He gives us freshness every day. He will cause a fresh wind to blow your way. And he will wipe away all the old things and bring things anew in your life. Praise God. He will wipe things out before your eyes, before you know it. Those things will be swept out. And you say, look back and say, oh, that's over. God done brought you through it. God done brought you over that rough hill, that high mountain. That sea looked like it was washing you away, going in the deep and never coming up. Devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. No one like our God. Praise God. That can do anything, anything, anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you have enjoyed that message tonight. I want to say to you, praise God, that the enemy has many devices, but there is none more powerful than God. God is the only one, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just dwell with him and watch and see what God will do in your life. Just lay, I'm telling you, lay those things upon him. Lay it, bring it all to the altar and leave it there and see what God will do. Praise God. I want to thank all of you that came on, all of you that prayed, all of you that sung. I want to let you know, praise God, that God loves you no matter what you're going through. Don't ever give up. Praise God. And remember to be right. Oh, I wanted to mention, we had a wonderful time in the Lord on yesterday. The Lord, the Holy Spirit took over the house yesterday, and oh, we had a marvelous time. I wish all of you all could have been here, but I know you can't. But I tell you, it's the difference when you get in the house church and when the Holy Spirit began to move. And praise God, we had a stumping good time. Praise God. We wasn't worried about nothing and eat when we know anything. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, oh, my God, let us stop here. But I tell you, we didn't want to give it up because the Holy Ghost moved. And then testimony, there was one lady here. She called me back at 9 o'clock last night. She said, oh, the tongues went forth, and she said, I'm coming back the next time. And she said, I desire to be filled with the tongue. Praise God, that just enlightened my whole night. I couldn't hardly sleep then, but praise God. You know, God is moving, 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 and we got to have the water, oh, praise God, ready to be jump in when he moves. Praise God, hallelujah. But I want to say, may the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance to you, and may he give you peace. God said, always pray your blessings upon his people. I really want y'all to be blessed. I know that you are being blessed right now, but I want more, 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 more upon you. Praise God. I want God to fill you with more. Praise God. More of his love. More. You can't get enough of God's love. And see, when you get that love of God down in you, then more and more takes place. Praise God. Because love covers everything else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the song tonight. Thank you for the prayers tonight. Thank you for being here tonight. Praise God. And I just want to let you all know, Minister Zadie is on Saturday nights now at 8 o'clock p.m. on this same number, 1714-409-0578. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you until next Sunday night. Be blessed now. Bye-bye.